Previously on Taz Royale.
I very recently did Gracana Kindness, which he admitted when I complimented his powers.
You are unconscious, and you are through the barrier. You are not dead. Gracon has pulled you through.
Okay, I'm going to trigger one of Helgrammet's hit die heals as I step back through the door.
Try and get that last key, please.
Sorry, I'm out of actions.
Then Bobby Dazzler and Carmine and the entire world outside is swallowed up in flames. I'm not going to be the one who decides who the rest of the people are who failed and perished in this trial. I'm going to leave that up to you guys. Welcome back to Taz Royale, everybody. We have finished up our second trial, the Trial of Abjuration, and all three of our brave heroes have survived.
Barely.
Actually, I did fine. I had a really good time.
Yeah, you did great.
Really good. You relied a little bit on the kindness of strangers, and not by strangers, I mean your sworn bitter rival, Gracon. But you got there by hook or crook, and everyone has made it into the safety of the ziggurat. And that
do you
is
guys know what they call Taz in France?
What do they call it, Trev?
Taz Royale.
That's good.
You know what they get if you get a cheeseburger?
Wait, let me do one, Trav. Do you know what they do? Do you know what it's called when there's a... Do you know what they call a Taz episode in France that has Travis on it?
What?
What's
a
that?
Royale with cheese.
You know what they have?
Shut up.
Let it breathe, Mac.
And let it open up. The tannins need a moment to...
Mac, let it breathe. It's a heady one.
That was good.
It's a heady one, man. You guys let
it breathe. All right, now, Dad, you get yours out of your system.
You know what you do if you're gambling on Taz in France?
What's that, Dad?
You go to Casino Royale.
Cool.
Yours was better, Dad.
Dad pulled over the car to put his head in a dumpster.
Travis has been silent since Justin issued his...
Yeah, just said, I don't appreciate the cheese.
Shattered every one of
the cheese comment. You know...
Stinging rebuke.
I don't know if it was just the last straw.
Whoosh!
So, you all have made it into the ziggurat. You were the last one in Helgrammet. Moments after you entered, the flames outside the front gate... just rage and royal, baptizing the world outside in cleansing flame. And then, as suddenly as these fires appeared, they vanish without a trace. And as they pass, you all can see that the island outside has been completely untouched. You see
Even gardens. Bobby Dazzler?
The gardens are untorched. The rows of cabins in the distance are spotless and new. The only thing that's different are the people and bodies who were outside moments before Helgrammet. You leapt through the gate with the final key. They are all gone, including
Bobby. Are you telling me that the ziggurat is not even smoking?
It is not, no.
Because that's bad for you.
Yeah,
you know,
you shouldn't.
That's really bad for your health.
If you're a ziggurat, you shouldn't smoke or vape. Inside the ziggurat, 48
Sorry,
wizards.
Hold on, Dad. Was that because ziggurat sounds like cigarette?
Yeah, but we didn't let it breathe.
No.
That was the problem, Dad.
48 wizards cluster in small groups around this cavernous central chamber of the ziggurat. It is a room akin to sort of like a fancy hospital lobby or university commons. There's potted plants of all shapes and sizes that adorn several comfortable-looking seating areas. There's stacks of stone staircases branching off to these eight floors in this M.C. Escher-esque fashion There's crystalline water pouring slowly down these seven silver basins, emerging from the rear wall before splashing into a grand fountain in the center of the chamber. And there is just a flurry of activity around this room as the trial ends. Sentient cauldrons filled with luminescent liquids slosh their way throughout the crowd, distributing healing drafts to those who are sporting injuries. Lorevith, you awaken to a floating spoon lovingly feeding a tonic into your mouth. And as you choke back to life, you realize that the wound from Helvetica's knife has vanished and you feel just right as rain. And in the moments after the flames pass, everyone sort of takes a look around this room to determine who survived the second trial of the conclave. And that's what we're going to settle right now. So through playing, we have confirmed 9 of the 16 wizards who died in this trial. Those wizards being Bobby Dazzler, Tremora the Yellow Ranger, Powderkeg Kelly the Goblin, Ignacio the Red Ranger, the Green Ranger, Zephyr, Gust of Wind. A tough round for the Rangers,
yep.
This one. 3 out of 4, not great. We had Whisper, Helvetica, Athena, and Carmine, who all perished in the final battle. And we also confirmed 8 of these survivors, you three, obviously, Gurkhan, the spider who is a big spider, Hasty Jane Jennings, Absolute Zero, and the gentleman who stole your key when he froze time.
Mm-hmm. So, what about the other two spiders?
The other two spiders, we have not confirmed whether or not they have gotten in or out. These are all the things that we have sort of confirmed through play. Right now, that leaves 7 survivors who died that we do not know.
7 survivors who died? Shit, they are going to have quite a confusing day.
7 aspirants, thank you, Justin, who died. And here's how we're going to pick them. Each one of you are going to pick 2 more aspirants who perished in the second trial. And then I will roll on the table to see who the last one is for a total of 7. You can choose an aspirant for any reason you like. Maybe you don't like the concept behind their character. Maybe their name is too corny for you to want to share a season of the Adventure Zone with them. Or maybe you want their spell to sort of join the pool of possible new spells you could, you know, gather later on down the road. So I would ask each of you to open up the list of aspirants here. And Juice, we can
Where's
start
that list?
I've just dropped it into the text chain.
Our family's Juice. Text thread.
Our family text thread.
But that's sacred, Griffin.
It is this so is not fucking business. Sacred, dude.
This is if for dad letting us know when old celebrities have died. Why am I getting...
Or when there's a great auction for what movie
was it yesterday?
And television
What was our
props?
Auction yesterday, Dad? What was our auction you shared yesterday?
Oh, gosh.
It was a tombstone.
From
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, it was all kinds of things from a bunch of different HBO shows.
Ah, okay. We didn't click through, as is our want.
Yeah, of course you didn't, because I sent it. But no, there's like Dexter props and...
Okay.
Costumes from all these. Yeah,
there's
so
there's a lot
like
of
it.
Great merchandise.
Yeah. Okay, Juice. You have the list. Kill a wizard.
I would like to claim the life of Stinkbug. Stinkbud is
Stinkbud.
Stinkbud with a D is a grunting stink bug. And the lore, if I could take everyone inside, the lore of Stinkbud, a largely nonverbal stink bug who speaks only in grunts and sprays. He couldn't cut it out there, unfortunately, and he fell into a ravine.
Okay, yeah, we flash back to the second trial, Stinkbug.
Okay, I can't believe Stinkbug.
Sure, yeah.
I think if you kill him, you should get to see him off. Doesn't that seem
okay,
fair?
Okay, yeah, sure. Get a key, gong, 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 get a key, gong, get a key, gong, get a key, gong, get a key, 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 gong, get a key. And then he falls into a ravine. Okay. Oh, Stinkbud. We hardly knew ye. Okay, that's our first one down. Travis, how about you?
I'm going to take out... I want to take out Sergeant Brace.
Sergeant Brace. Okay. Sergeant in the alchemical army, buttoned up. He dies. How does he die?
He polishes boots too much.
You just lost track of time?
No, it reflected in his eyes, and the glare distracted him while he was fighting with one of those sword leaf things.
Oh, wow.
Sliced him right in half.
Are you going to do this dork scene?
Shall we play it out?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
On guard, you terrible... Oh, my eyes! Oh no! my guts! Oh, my guts have spilled out all over the ground!
Okay, Sergeant... Sergeant Brace.
Oh, my beautiful shoes are ruined. I spend 6 hours polishing my boots only to have the guts ruined?
My beautiful guts.
My beautiful guts.
We should point out, as Stinkbud died, poison spray joined the pool of spells, and as Sergeant Brace goes down, Firebolt joins the pool of spells. Dad, who you want to kill?
I'm going to kill Scorching Ray.
Brutal. Can you read Scorching Ray's like full bio here?
Scorching Ray, whose talent was Scorching Ray.
Yeah, and what was the reference?
Reference was Ray Romano.
Yeah.
And the lore was...
And the lore was, I fully and completely ran out of ideas here at the very last guy.
I thank you for killing Scorching Ray. Give me Scorching Ray's death, please.
Scorching Ray's death, he finally got around to eating... a lunch that his mom packed
in the middle of this hour-long trial.
Well, he needed the energy.
Okay,
because you got to have the carbs for the fire.
Okay,
and he basically, and the linguine was bad.
Oh, and he died from it.
And he died from
it. It was real bad.
All right. Yeah, scorching.
Really bad linguine.
Scorching Ray's Scorching Ray joins the pool of spells. All right. Back to you, Juice.
Nope.
Your second
Gotta
pick.
Hear. Did Scorching Ray get a death scene or no?
Yeah, I mean, he did one sort of.
Oh, this linguine, Ma!
Okay,
Why, Ma?
Thank you. Now the linguine. Really.
I think we should all, we've all been so good lately. I think we should all get a chance of pretending to be Ray Romano
thank
dying.
You.
Yeah. Oh, Ma! Yeah.
Okay, that's your ahead. Ray Romano?
I'm working on it.
Deborah! Deborah!
Deborah! Deborah!
Oh, that was good. Wait, who did the last
my
one?
Bile,
the
my bile, Deborah! Oh, my bile! Sleeping out my corn, Deborah! My beautiful
his brother guts. Stepped on
him. My beautiful guts, Ma!
Okay.
Ma, you ruined my beautiful guts!
I'm going to do it. I would like to do Betty Fortuna, please.
Betty Fortuna. Let me find Betty Fortuna on this list of 64 wizards. Betty Fortuna, owner of Fortune's Favor, who is basically Lady Gaga. Yes. A flashy, famed gambler and known raconteur. How does Betty Fortuna perish?
She's on the phone with her friend standing underneath a tree, and then a big, heavy branch fell off and killed her.
Wow. So give me that?
Yeah. Yeah, like I was saying, I just don't think the other races are as good as mine.
Hello.
Crack, boots, squish.
All
whoa,
right.
Whoa, did you know that about Betty
didn't
Fortuna?
Know that about, didn't know that about Betty
that
Fortuna.
She's a huge racist?
Damn, dude.
Damn, that's, dude, I'm glad she died, though.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Shit,
I'm glad
man.
She got squished.
I can't
all
remember
right.
the last time the death of a racist made me this happy. No, wait, yes, I can.
Okay, Travis, your second pick, please.
Oh, thank you.
There's some names on there where if you pick them, I'll never fucking.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying
but
to.
But will you let it play, Griff?
I mean, I'll let anything happen. I'm going to roll the dice later and see who dies. So it could, one of my beloveds could get the axe here.
Let's see.
the letting us choose, dude. It feels like you had 64 action figures, and you were like, yeah, guys, if you want to play, that'd be cool. You guys just pick which ones you want to throw into the wood chippers.
I mean, maybe not that one.
Not that one. I really liked. Okay, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. Yeah, it's stupid anyway.
I'm going to take out Wink Truefellow.
Wink Truefellow, yeah, okay.
Based on fake psychic John Edwards.
Yes, with his spell Detect Thoughts. Betty Fortuna's spell, I deleted it already. It was something about like twist fate or some shit like that.
I thought it was Fortune's Favor.
Fortune's Favor, that was it.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Wing Truefellow looks at the person he's walking with and goes, I'm sensing I'm sensing that there's a key. There's a key? I'm getting a key right in there. I'm going to walk through this door, and there's a key, and he opens the door, and a bear just eats his head off.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Detect Thoughts rejoins the pool. And Dad, your last pick, please.
Mrs. Glass.
Mrs. Glass.
Darn it.
That is the Mary Poppins inspired, an aristocratic middle-aged woman famed for her power of turning invisible. Invisibility rejoins the pool. How does Mrs. Glass perish?
Musically. She announces it musically.
Oh, thank God.
But she's dying?
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Dad. I'm ready for this Mary Poppins parody.
Super gal is fragile. Listen to extermination notice.
Wowzers, Dad. Dude. Jesus Christ, man. That actually sent a chill up my spine and took my breath away.
That was the intent.
Somewhere, Weird Al Yankovic just announced his retirement.
Yeah.
Him and Cletus Judd.
All right. I am going to now roll a number.
Now, wait, are we in this list?
You are, but you're safe, so...
That would be wild.
That would be so fucking... Yeah. That would be such an insane
The sword
way
of Damocles has chosen.
Okay. 45 is... Bill Shredley.
Oh, man.
Bill Shredley, based on Slash, guitar-slinging rock star with a devoted following... He is standing on a bluff overlooking the rest of the island as the fireball comes down from the sky, knowing that he's too late, pulls out his guitar, plays a beautiful elegy as the fires come down and consume the island. His spell Thunderwave rejoins the pool. All right, that's it. That's our 16. We are down to 48 wizards. Amazing. Well done.
That was really fun, Griff. Thanks for letting us do that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know that it will happen like that again.
Oh, that's too bad, because I really, really liked it.
I like
that
killing.
That was like the most fun this has been.
I like killing.
It's just killing the NPCs that work.
Sure, yeah, killing the NPCs in the game. That's what I meant.
After things sort of calm down, after you are revived and healed here in the Ziggurat Hall, holographic depictions of each of the 16 fallen wizards appear around the Ziggurat Hall. You see the spectral image of Bobby Dazzler just doing some tight rolls. You see
everybody falls before it, screaming, "It should have been Hell Grammit!
You see Stinkbug looking at his like arms, his pincers, like confused that he's dead and he's a hologram now. That's crazy.
Can I talk to Hell Grammit?
Yeah, sure, of course.
I want to talk about the Bobby Dazzler thing.
Yeah, sure.
You made a difficult choice, sir.
Yes, I did. I think we all made a lot of difficult choices. Hmm.
Some more than most are sitting with you.
To be honest with you, I'm a bit convicted and a bit conflicted. You didn't help me, but Rictus did. Rictus helped me quite a bit. And... you know, I think maybe I've seen the light. I think I need to change the way I'm approaching this contest.
Oh, that would be quite a shame. Honestly, I enjoyed your show quite a bit. But, of course, it is his own.
I want to know more about my playmates. My opponent. My
So gross. So gross, gotta go. No, you messed up. I have to go.
No, tell me about yourself. Tell me your hopes.
I regret this conversation I've entered into. I must have
hopes your dreams. Did you like your parents?
I have to ask Hell Grammit, is the conflictedness you're feeling that Rictus did save you at one point and then also did steal your key to go inside? I don't know if you forgot about that in the calendar weeks since we recorded.
I remember. Nope. But it's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the most latest thing he did was steal your
No,
key.
I healed him after I stole the key.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point. Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah, fair.
I remember
really,
very well.
It has been such a long time.
I would have died for like the fifth time if it hadn't been... for Rictus.
90s kids remember.
90s kids.
Maybe I want to know about Rictus. And Rictus, tell me about your parents.
I'd rather
so
not.
He's so far away. Right. He's so
Yeah,
far
I'd
away.
Rather not right now.
Okay. Maybe we'll have a nosh later.
Okay.
Suddenly, the three of you hear a splashing from the fountain at the center of the room and from the basins, and you all see the eight wizards of the octave each emerge from one of these seven silver basins and this fountain at the middle of the room. Oshim appears from the central fountain, the wizard who addressed you before the last trial, and he clears his throat and he says,
"Congratulations, aspirants, for passing the second trial of this conclave. By demonstrating your courage, cleverness, and opportunism, you are now one step closer to your arcane ascension. Mourn not your fallen fellows, as their will lives on within the very stone foundation of this island. We are now adjourned and shall proceed with the third trial in 2 days' time. After each trial, you will have a day to rest, to spend how you please. We will proceed in this fashion, trial, then rest, and so on, until the final trial on the 14th day. You will be spending a fortnight with us."
And he looks around the room. He looks around the room and gets no recognition.
Okay, the keys.
No, I'm there. Oh. I laughed.
Okay, good.
"The keys you all obtained have imbued you with an enchantment that shall grant you access to a designating living quarter on the southern realm of the island. The quality of your lodgings and the rewards waiting within do correspond to the value of the key you scavenged. You will rest while you may enjoy your day of leisure and study, and we shall reconvene here the morning after next. Now, some ground rules. First, you must never remove your grimoire from your arm. Doing so will mark your immediate disqualification from the conclave. You may not attack, injure, or bring direct harm to another aspirant unless otherwise directed. You are all prohibited from approaching the Crystallarium at the islands.
Sorry, may I ask?
Yeah,
clarification.
Yeah, for sure.
Directed by whom?
By us, by the rules of the trial. If a snake or something slithers up to you and is like, "Hey, you should go and, you know, you should go kill Dr. Legume."
Dr. Legume looks at himself like, why me? Why'd you say my name?
And why am I a possible time?
The snake is a trickster that tried to trick you.
I'm no trickster. I don't commune with snakes.
Okay, well, don't listen. I guess unofficial rule, don't listen to any snakes.
What if the good doctor asked me to hurt him?
I suppose that there is some precedent for hurting someone to help them. Then that is...
Cruel to be kind in the right measure, I believe.
If you require clarifications about a choice, a course of action you are considering, you may inquire...
If time allows, we can all agree on this.
Your personal assistant, Chris, who lives within your grimoire, will be able to help you suss those out. And don't go towards the big crystal at the top northern end of the island. All other areas of the island are free for you to explore, patronize our endless library, our relics of histories forgotten, find the secrets to the arcane questions that have plagued you your entire life. You will learn much here, I can promise you that. Are there any questions?
Do we get to choose where we will live, did you say?
No, I pretty much specifically said that you have been assigned lodging based on the key that you acquired in the last trial.
I know, but is it strictly location, 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 or is it how nice the domicile is?
I mean, I thought it would be pretty self-evident, but like, there's nameplates with your names over all the different places where you're going to be staying.
Will I be close to my new friends? Where I would like to be placed somewhere near to my two.
I suppose if you want to trade rooms with someone, you could work that out.
Can I get a humidifier in mine? I like it real dank.
What color key did you get?
copper?
Absolutely not. No, no way, dude. Absolutely
if
not.
If anybody ends up with a humidifier and doesn't want it, please let me know.
Okay, well...
Is there a place to plug in my CPAP?
Of course. We wouldn't... We are actually required to provide you with any sort of CPAP accommodations you make.
CPAP and a humidifier, too?
Yeah, are you...
What kind of pulmonary functions do you have?
They're getting him coming and going.
Being a necromancer is... It's very complicated.
Okay. Well, that is not the type of questions I was expecting, as you are all competing in a deadly game from which there can only be one
winner.
Is
the cafeteria like a points thing, or do we have like a budget of like money that we can spend there, or what's the...
Yes, if you make your way to the Crystal Orchid at the northwest end of the island, your culinary desires will be catered to promptly. Okay, well, I guess I'll see y'all in a couple days, and good luck. Prepare for this next trial. Rest, study, spend your time how you would like, and I wish you all a good evening.
Okay, bye.
I didn't mean to say that like a vampire, but all right.
And Oshim and the other seven wizards of the Octave descend into the water of their respective basins, and they disappear. And slowly the wizards file out of the ziggurat, and you all approach the lodgings, which are sort of arranged in a few different rows at the southern end of the island. You all can see a row of two-story, really, really, really nice-looking cabins. As you approach them, there are golden nameplates over each one. And on those nameplates, you see a few familiar names. The Spider, Gracon, the Gentleman. It actually says the Gentleman from Wisbury. Over his and Lorevith, you find your cabin right next door to Gracon's, and a handful of other names. I have not assigned the other color keys of the winners because I didn't know who was going to die. So we'll settle that a little bit later on. These are the residences down at the bottom right corner of the island. They are behind this giant bonfire that's between these residences and the ziggurat that have these four floating red crystals surrounding it. It looks really magical, and it casts a really sort of lovely soft light on these eight, you know, primo cabins that are closest to it. The next row features 16 smaller looking, almost like duplexes, sort of like studio apartments kind of set up. They are made out of this sort of light granite material with some windows. Not like the fanciest lodgings, but like, you know, a hotel room or a motel perhaps that you might stay in. And you find your room assembled amongst the others here, Helgrammet. The only other silver key we know is Hasty Jane, but there's 14 other wizards here staying in this row as well. And finally, at the very end of the island, we have a row of 24. Is that right? Yes, 24 tents that are set up. They're decently sized tents. These are like sort of higher end tents that you might find at an REI, not like a stick holding up like a single tarp. Like they are decent, but they are definitely much smaller and much less secure than the other lodgings here in the residential block. And as you walk through, you find a wooden nameplate hanging over a dark blue tent that has your name on it, Rictus.
I would like to intercept the gentleman before he goes into his residence.
Sure. His is on the very end, so you see him kind of like approaching the stoop, walking up to his grand front entrance as the rest of the crowd kind of like files past, making their way to their individual rooms.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Yes! Oh, my goodness. Sorry, what was your name? I didn't catch it.
Rictus Ravenwood the Fourth.
Ravenwood? One of the... Wow. This is truly, it's nice to meet someone from such an esteemed family.
Oh, Rictus. Thank you. And what, you're the gentleman, but the, may I ask?
You may call me the gentleman from Wisbury. And let me cut you off. I am so sorry about taking your key. I have but one power. And when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And so in that moment, your taking your golden key was the only option that was available to me in order to survive. Certainly, you can understand that. Certainly, Rictus.
Well, I wanted to give you the opportunity to trade me back.
Trade you? Oh, trade you back keys?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure because the keys have bestowed us with a an enchantment. As soon as we cross the threshold of the ziggurat, so it's not a physical thing that I can trade you. I suppose we could speak to Chris and ask if there's any way to transfer, but it just doesn't seem like it's in the spirit of the competition, Rictus, and that's very important.
But
I tell you what, I am so beat, Rictus. I am so tired. I am advanced in years. Let's get some sleep. We'll sleep on it tonight. Tomorrow.
I just wanted to say yes. Thank you.
Oh, for what?
Oh, so when I kind of joined in to this competition, I was just kind of doing it, because it seemed like a thing to do and kind of earn my family's approval and all that. But you have given me purpose in it, so that I now really want to win.
Oh, wonderful.
So I can use my newfound power and my necromancy skills to punish you.
Oh, careful, Rictus. There's no need to threaten me. Obviously,
it's not a threat.
It felt threatening, if I can be honest with you, Rictus. I know that I have slighted you. I am not ignorant of that. And I do apologize, Rictus. This is not, I am not a nasty man down on the terra firma. It's just this place. It is a competition, and I do intend to win. So I welcome this healthy rivalry between the two of us. Perhaps our paths will cross as colleagues, as co-conspirators from time to time. But if those crossroads should meet on a battleground, I suppose we will figure that out as well. I must bid you a good evening, though. So tired, so old. And he makes his way in the door of his cabin and shuts it behind him.
So Lorevith is in the gold.
Lorevith is in gold. Helgrammet, you are in silver. The silver sort of like duplex is here, and Rictus is in a tent.
Friend Rictus. Rictus. My friend? Hello?
Me? Yeah?
Helgrammet? I feel like I owe you.
Oh.
For basically saving my life. I would be happy to swap with you if you would like to switch domiciles. I think I am more used to roughing it and being close to the earth. I think perhaps I would be happier in a tent and you would be happier in a residence that was a little bit more high class than just a tent, and I would like to reward you. Would you consider that?
Hey, friend. Hey, Griffin.
Rictus? Yeah.
Can I make an inside check against another player?
Yeah, certainly. Dad, if you want to text me, I guess, if your motivations here are on the level or not, or we can have, that way I know if you're rolling a deception check or if you are sort of telling the truth here.
I'm trying to get ulterior motives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Travis, why don't you roll the inside check?
Yeah, we'll see
first,
how that goes first. Yeah. Before it's a 5, so it doesn't, who the fuck is?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter, Dad. I suppose your intentions here are... Dad texted all of us, which defeats the point.
Yeah, I didn't even look.
Dad just said buttering, which is which is great. Okay, with your 5 insight check, you get the sense that he's buttering you, Travis.
Is it big enough for us to be roommates?
No, that is...
Griffin, that is, really no, figure out the possibilities here.
Well, I'm. Let me add... I would like to have our domiciles in a row. You know, like Lorvith in the gold and you in the silver and me in the bronze and the copper and just the three of us in a nice line, like our own little...
Is there a reason he's even thinking about us? Like, I want to know why you even have my name in your mouth. Like, we had, like, seriously, why are you...
You all did stand back to back as, you know, as...
In battle.
Cooperatives.
And it makes sense because you and I were working together, Lorvith, and then I saved his life and took his key.
Yeah, this is up to you, Trav. Do you want to trade?
I'm going to join them then. Can I come over? Okay. If they're talking about where we're living.
Yeah, sure.
Please take mine. Maybe. What? Oh, have you looked inside the gold?
I'll open the door to them so they can look inside.
It's incredible. Polished.
You have a PS6?
Hardwood. There's a PS6 in there hooked up to a 71-inch plasma screen. Plasma screen? Yeah, it's a plasma screen. That's what makes it fantasy TV. There's a huge ice chest filled with snacks of all shapes and sizes.
Is it a smart ice chest?
It actually...
Oh my God, I can't get out of the voice.
What's funny is actually, Lorvith, as you went in there, when you opened up the ice chest, it was full of your favorite food. It was very much designed for you.
I don't feel anyone could actually sleep in this. Whichever one of you wants this. Would you be happy in the silver? I would be thrilled to sleep in it under the stars on the grass.
Okay. So this is for a Goliath, this would not be his... This feels to him like not an environment he'd be comfortable in. It's way too crafted. It feels way too distant from nature. It also feels for him extremely exposed. So he does not... This does not feel like a treat for him. So.
Okay.
Okay. I will happily accept the gold. But I'll have, an open door policy so you guys can come in and, raid the fridge and stuff if you want.
Clubhouse! Yay!
I love that. Okay, all these houses, we'll say, on the far right end in a row. There's this dark blue tent here that ends up being yours, Lorvith. And then Helgrammet, you have this duplex here on the right side. And then you have Rictus, this gold cabin. As you sort of make these verbal agreements, you see the nameplates over the tent and the cabin swap. And now there's just one cabin with a wooden nameplate and one tent with a golden nameplate, designating those as your guys' respective domiciles.
Griffin, when I look out the back of my tent, what do I see?
You look out the back of your tent.
If you look at our map, the way our map is set up, these tents are sort of at the outer rim of our map. So I'm curious, what my tent, what I'd be seeing out there.
So you can see it is dusk, and you can still see through kind of the dawning moonlight the lands below. You are on the very edge of the island, and I am not sure what that experience would be like for someone as kind of connected to the earth. As
is it a force field? Is it physical?
Nope, force field, nothing whatsoever. It is a sheer drop off down,
don't sleepwalk
several hundred feet. Yeah, you get the sense that if you rolled out of bed a little bit too enthusiastically, it would be the last thing you ever did. But you can see the lands below from where you all are. I mean, now that you don't have the pressure of this fireball hanging over you, I think you all get the feel that this is a truly sort of surreal, just kind of sensory experience being on this island. It's moving quite slowly through the skies right now. But from this position, you can see almost all of the fold, this area that has been kind of contained here, this world that you know, surrounded by this towering wall of fog that surrounds it.
So,
it is a scenic vista, to say the least.
Lorvith, when he gets back over, he packs up the tent into a tight roll, and he gets his pack, and he sets up sort of a little seat there facing out over the edge, because it's it reminds him of the mountain peaks. It reminds him of being up. So he sets it up. That's his
bed there as he's just like set up a little wedge for him to nestle himself in, just with a view out over the edge.
Rad, I love it. So you're sleeping out under the stars?
Yeah.
No tent? Yeah. Okay, fantastic. As you do that, as you sort of roll up your designated tent, Helgram, as you make your way into your silver residence and you make your way into the gold one, Rictus. Rictus, you find that Lorevis food didn't change as you guys swapped houses, and so it's just like huge. What is it? What's food for Lorevis? I imagine big beefy men slapping beef.
Yeah, I think that it would be most of the year they would be eating preserved meats because they wouldn't, for most of the year, they can't, catch live meat. So for him, I think it would be fresh game. Like awesome. that is a delicacy from his point of view, the stuff that won't keep.
Okay, so a wonderful little cultural exchange that has happened unintentionally here, Rictus. As you all make your way into your lodgings, you are, as everyone, all the 48 aspirants are, I imagine, quite exhausted from the preceding day. The first and second trials basically happened back to back, and so in this past day, you underwent this wild sort of psychic experience with the trial of divination and then this struggle for survival and the trial for abjuration. You're pretty worn out. You do notice among the sort of like belongings that have been laid out for you, each of these residences contained a small pouch. And Lorevith, in the pouch inside the tent, you find three small metal cubes that are made out of copper. And Helgramet, same for you. You find three metal cubes made of silver. And in your cabin, Rictus, you find a pouch with three cubes made out of gold. And you assume this to be the rewards that Osham hinted at earlier. And with that, you all take stock of your stuff. And as the stars come out, sort of uninterrupted in the sky above, you are closer to them than any of you have ever been. You all drift off to a night of deep slumber.
Hey, folks, we've got some live shows coming up. We're going to be in Atlanta for Taz versus Popeye. We're doing My Brother and Me in Atlanta. We're doing Dragon Con in Atlanta. Atlanta, more like Cool-lanta, because we'll be there doing cool stuff. That's what they call it.
I didn't like that.
They call it Cool-lanta. Did you know that?
I don't think they call it Cool-lanta, dude.
They do.
Right, man.
Oh, the cool ones do. We've also got shows coming up in Texas, Utah, and California. All Taz shows for the rest of the year are going to be Taz versus shows. Like I said, we've got Taz versus Popeye in Atlanta. We're doing Taz versus Hercules in Texas, and even more coming up. So make sure you get them. Tickets for all the shows are on sale now, and get all the info and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroyTours.
We got some new merch up in the merch store. We also got some great deals up in the merch store. We're doing a back-to-school sale. Select items up to 40% off. You can get three different back-to-school bundles. You get a free mystery pin with a purchase of $30 or more, and 10% of all our merch proceeds this month will be donated to World Central Kitchen. All that and more over at McElroyMerch.com. That's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and we'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, is this Archer?
Yes, hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Tom Lum from Let's Learn Everything. I'm calling about your Maximum Fun membership's extended warranty. Do you have a few seconds to talk about that?
I think I have to go.
No, oh no, they're gonna be so mad at me.
Okay, fine.
Did you know that as a part of your Maximum membership's extended warranty, you've been picked as the member of the month, which is wild, and we're so excited to have you.
It's so exciting. Thank you.
So as our member of the month, you will also be getting a $25 gift card to the Maximum Fun store, a special member of the month bumper sticker, a special priority parking spot at Max Fun HQ in Los Angeles, California, just for you. Also, I have to read this. It says, we at Maximum Fun apologize you ended up with the worst host of the three, and as consolation, you'll be getting those Why is that included? I don't remember that being there for the other.
It's okay. I can settle. It's fine.
MaxFun members are the best.
Become a MaxFun member now at MaximumFun.org/join.
Say you like video games, and who doesn't?
I mean, some people probably don't.
Okay, but a lot of people do. So say you're one of those people, and you feel like you don't really have anyone to talk to about the games that you like.
Well, you should get some better friends.
Okay, yes, you should get some better friends, but you could also listen to Triple Click, a weekly podcast about video games hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Maddie Myers.
And me, Jason Schreier. We talk about new releases, old classics, industry news, and whatever, really.
We'll show you new things to love about games, and maybe even help you find new friends to talk to about them.
Triple Click. It's kind of like we're your friends. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The sun rises over the octave ziggurat the following morning, and you all awaken inside of your different places of rest. Rictus, you had a great night's sleep. Awesome mattress in here. Hell, Grandma, I don't know what kind of bed situation you're used to, so maybe the sort of modest lodgings of these duplexes is, a bit better than you are used to.
He did much better trying out the lazy bug and kind of slept.
The lazy bug?
Sitting.
Instead of lazy boy or ladybug, either one of those.
He's combined them.
It works both ways.
It works no ways. and more of it, I mean... Sleeping, you sleep as you always sleep. This is not a weird experience for you. But you all basically have the day here to do as you want. I don't have there's lots of features on this island. If you want to go and check things out, I figured you all could each have time to have an activity here, and then we will sort of all gather at the atelier at the end of this day off. For you all to acquire some new spells. We should also point out that you all have leveled up to level 3 in the time, I guess, as you slept. It was such a good sleep, you leveled up twice.
Dang, dude.
And as such, I anticipate that you all got some new stuff, but for wizards...
Gotta be a wet dream situation.
Yeah, super duper duper wet, constantly. Buckets. And now you all are a bit hardier. More HP, which is probably the most kind of noteworthy thing, since wizards, in the classic rule set that we are using, get some stuff that is maybe not going to be so relevant to this season. Travis pointed out that now you can learn necromancy spells at half the cost, which is not really anything that we are going to be dealing with here. Was there any feature added in your third level acquisition that you guys want to... Share, I am curious to hear what school you all have chosen. As
but,
that is.
You already touched on mine, but with the School of Necromancy, I did pick up Grim Harvest. Once per turn, when you kill one or more creatures with a spell of first level or higher, you regain HP equal to twice the spell's level or three times its level if the spell belongs to the School of Necromancy.
Oh, that's cool.
But that doesn't work on constructs or undead.
Okay.
I did want to mention in the second level, there's a scholar perk, and I am taking advantage of what I believe is a typographical error here. It says, while studying magic, you specialized in another field of study. Choose one of the following skills in which you have proficiency: arcana, history, investigation, medicine, nature, or religion. You have expertise in the chosen skill, but in the drop-down box, my choices are religion, nature, medicine, or intimidation. So I took intimidation.
Okay, you became such a good wizard that you are a bit scary.
It's a little scary.
That's fair.
Yeah, I do like that a lot.
Well, I'm also 7.5 feet tall.
Yeah, sure. No, it makes a lot of sense. What school did you choose?
Evoker. Okay, yeah, cool. I'd already found the absorb element, and I had my lightning lash. So I just
it makes
like
a lot of sense.
Evoker was good. Now I do have similar. I have one called an Evocation Savant,
which makes it easier for you to learn.
Two spells that I can learn for free, but of course, that's not really.
We will be handling spell acquisition in a very special way this season, and we will get to it later in this day. But how do you all want to spend your days? Do you have any ideas, anything you want to do to, you know, answer some grand arcane question of the universe? Magic is still widely not, like, fully understood in this world, except for those who are members of the Octave. So, like, you know, some sort of secret unveiled might happen here. If there's any way you want to try to prepare or, like, get a leg up on the next trial, do some investigation to find out what it might be. That is an option. If you want to go to one of the landmarks here on the map, just to see if there's anything, you know, waiting for you there, you are welcome to do that also. I would just ask, not the Atelier, since that is how we will sort of conclude the day. Anyone want to go first? Any ideas?
Helgrammet bounds into Rictus's place.
Hello, bud. Time for our day.
Fuck yes. Okay. I love this freaking energy, dude.
Come on. What are we going to do today? You said open door policy.
Yeah. No, I know, but I
P.S. it's 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
What time?
Is that what you sleep
you
in?
Bugs don't,
are those jammies?
Bugs don't sleep. Do you guys know that?
That's weird. Yeah, these are my jammies. I guess I'm up. We could, I don't know, watch the sunrise together and then go our separate ways to do shit.
What? Separate ways?
Well, I usually spend about 6 to 7 hours in quiet contemplation thinking about life and death and stuff.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but what does Rick just do?
Oh, yeah. Listen to a lot of Fall Out Boy.
I guess I could see what Lorovith is doing.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be down to party with you today.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe we could have a meal.
Yeah, let's get lunch.
Cool. Okay, I'll go see what Lorovith is
cool,
doing.
Cool, man.
All right.
How Grammet bounds down and encounter, well, where is Lorovith?
I'm down at the edge of the world.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, when you arrive with Lorovith, he is
not good with heights.
You see that he's during the night he slept poorly and he struggled to sleep well, so he used a spade to dig himself a small trench to try to help him sleep a little bit better, to make a little space to nestle in there. It kind of pissed the people in the surrounding tents off.
That's like, what I was going to say. It. Yeah, your next door neighbor is Dusty Underside, blue collar dwarf. Came over like,
hey, man, that's really loud. Can you please, I want to get my 40 weeks. I'm going to be a real grump in the morning.
I apologize, friend.
Hey, great voice. Great voice you got there.
Great voices talk alike, that's what I say. All right.
Narveth, could you come away from the edge a little bit? I've got a thing. Height. I thought we could hang today. Come on. Let's go to town.
Walk with me, Hell Grammet. I was thinking about going to the eggs and having a fuckabout.
All right. As long as it's not near the edge.
May I make a confession to you? I know we don't know each other well, but I slept fitfully and I wanted to discuss it.
Tell me.
Do you remember the singer, the racist singer that we all hated?
The racist singer.
The Fortuna, the racist singer we all hated. Do you remember?
For argument's sake, I'll say yes.
Okay. Well, she was killed in the last competition. Do you remember? We heard it on the
track. Remember.
Now, my other query to you. Do you remember Stinkbud?
Oh, yes, I remember Stinkbud.
Well, this is my confession to you and the thing I find so troubling. I wished both of them dead.
I
didn't just... I don't know how to say this. but I wished both of them dead, and then they were. It's as though my... I could not shake the feeling as I slept that my wishing made it so.
Ah. Listen.
I know.
Don't feel bad. Listen, we're in a competition where it's every creature for themselves.
Oh, well, I know that, but it...
There can be only one. You know.
There's some part of me in some sense I can't help but feel that because I didn't connect with them more in some sense, or because I had such a distaste for them, I wished them dead and then they died.
Have you wished anyone else dead? This long pause does not bode well for our friendship.
For some reason, I feel as though you would be unaffected.
All right. We're at the eggs. Yeah, you've made your way to the eggs. Okay. Within which you saw Absolute Zero head in. Which one did he go into? Egg 2, I want to say? Egg 3. And had this incredible spiritual experience and did not quite reveal to you the nature of that experience. But you make your way to these eggs. There are 8 eggs all lined up in a row, and they are all feature these sort of openings with a Roman numeral above, labeling right. them 1 through 8. And Help. They all appear to be open.
Hellgrammet, I apologize for the maudlin start to the morning. Clap! Now we have arrived, and now our business may begin. So here's what I ask of you. I wish to have a fuck yes. about in the eggs, but when I saw Absolute yes. Zero, it seemed that he got a little, if you'll pardon, scrambled. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like is for you, Hellgrammet, to go inside and yeah. have a fuck about, and then come out and tell me what happens.
Fine.
I will great. Remind you, Hellgrammet, you do want to stay on my good side, just in case, eh?
I do. I do, just in case.
And he tries to give him a hearty pat on the back, but rock just kind of
freaking yeah. solid, like claw, yeah. like mandibles, claws, talons, yeah. rock. Yeah. No good.
I love this. If this is the thing you do with your time, Hellgrammet, it will be. What
I kind of lured him into it. If he doesn't right, want to, that's fine. But I wanted to get this is what I was going to find somebody to try to do this with, and Hellgrammet came to me. So,
right?
No, I Hellgrammet's all for it.
All right, you have these 8 eggs, all lined up, numbered 1 through 8. Which one uh-huh. do you choose?
Egg 2, Brute.
Egg 2.
Wait. Before you go into egg 2, mm-hmm. wait.
Egg 2 is the one he went in, right?
Egg 3 is the one.
Okay,
that,
egg 2. Egg 2 is fine. Before you win, wait. And he runs back to his satchel, and he finds some, like, paper and grabs some charcoal out of the fire because it's the morning, so the fire's burned down.
Try to take some notes because Absolute Zero is absolutely no help once he emerges. So please, if you could try to document while you're in there for posterity, you understand?
Are you sure you do not want
to? Oh, I am absolutely sure, yes. I would never try to rob you of the limelight of history or what have you.
All right, bud. I shall do so. Into
step on
two,
it.
I go.
Okay. You step into the second egg. Lorovith, you see Hellgrammet just kind of vanish into the darkness as he passes through the aperture into egg number 2. And as soon as he vanishes into that darkness, the aperture shuts and he is now trapped inside.
Lorovith puts his ear on the outside of the shell.
Give me a perception check just to see how much of the following scene you are able to hear.
The perception check is a natural 20.
Holy Whoa. Shit, you can hear it all, my man.
Oh, thank God. That would have made, honestly, Griffin, from an engineering perspective, Rachel thanks you, certainly.
Yeah, we don't sure. have to. Yeah, no, I guess you guys are not going to have to, hop off the call as Hellgrammet has this moment.
I'm not in this scene, so I was barely paying attention.
Definitely not
anyways.
Paying attention. Okay, yeah, for
good.
Sure.
Good. Okay, I would prefer you, Travis. I worked hard for this information. I prefer Travis to have it.
Travis will hear it. Rick just won't know it.
Okay. You are standing in a small, obviously darkened room, but the darkness in here is so absolute that the dimensions of this space become like really, really abstract instantly. And you can tell that you're standing, but you can't really see the ground beneath your feet. You're just kind of like in this void. And as you are in there, you see a sudden light that it takes your eyes a moment to adjust to. And you see this diamond shape come out of the central stone of your grimoire on your wrist. And you see the holographic projection of Chris, your personal assistant, appear. And a voice comes from this projection and says, "Hi, I'm Chris, your arcane assistant here on the island. I noticed that you've chosen to spend your time within one of our eggs today. Are you at all familiar with what awaits you inside?"
No, not in the least bit, Chris.
I see. These eggs are one of our most profound educational tools. You see, the ziggurat is just as much a learning facility as much as it is a sort of locus for all magical energies that enter into
locust?
The fold.
Did you say locus?
Locus.
Oh, right.
And we have designed these eggs to transport their inhabitants to one of the eight eras of our world so that you can experience what it was like during that time. That is what we will be simulating for you today. I say simulate, but it will be just as if you were present during this era in which egg two? Quite ancient history. If you are ready, we will begin with the simulation.
I am ready as rain.
Then let us away into the second era of our history, the era of manifestation. Suddenly, you are not standing on ground anymore. You are floating in an infinite vacuum of nothingness. You look down at your hands and there's nothing there. The paper and charcoal is not there. Your hands are not there. You are not there. You are floating in a void of oblivion, and your consciousness is still very much kind of present and aware of what is happening, and no living thing is supposed to see what you are seeing right now. And for just a moment, you feel absolute frigid terror coursing through your body as you are confronted by nothing. And then, in an instant, there is a spark of light hundreds of miles in the distance, just a faint flickering. And then from that, radiating in all directions, is everything. In this moment, you are witnessing what is essentially the Big Bang. You are present at the birth of the extant universe, and it is all sort of flying past you, consuming you, creating you. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
It would be a 15.
15, fantastic. It's too much. It's too much for you to kind of bear. Your mind is having trouble kind of comprehending the nature of creation itself. But this energy, you realize, is something profound. It is something extremely powerful. And you decide you can kind of ride the wave a little bit. If you open your mind and you kind of just let this moment of creation happen around you, you allow yourself to be a part of it rather than trying to like wrestle with comprehending it, you realize that there is incredible power here. That even though it is some simulation of prehistoric past, You feel an enlightenment settle upon you, and you feel arcane energy absolutely coursing through your body. You feel yourself thrumming with energy and understanding, and you feel yourself connected with magic in a way that you have never even come remotely close to before. I'm going to allow you to open up the list of spells. Anything that's not claimed, second level or below, you can just pick. And we are going to add that to your spell sheet as you have this moment of magical enlightenment.
Okay.
It needs to be a wizard spell with the check mark next to it and not yellow. That means that it has been claimed. But any cantrip, first level or second level spell, you will now get to choose sort of outside the boundaries of how we will otherwise normally assign these things.
Well, I'm looking down the list, and you know what? I think that it's only appropriate that I get Scorching Ray.
Yeah, okay. That's a second level spell, I believe. Yes. Okay, I'm going to put that in your name. Please go into your character sheet and make sure you add that spell to your list under the second level spells that you all now have access to as you are third level. Travis, we will also now need to get rid of the homebrew version of your original spell that we kind of came up with because it is a second level spell, and now just give you the second level version of that. Wither and Bloom, you can now add that. Okay, yeah, you feel heat radiating through your body, the primal heat of the universe. And, you know, other times where you all have gotten these spells on the island, it has been through, like, the absorption of some memory of one of your fellow fallen aspirants. This is not that. This is, like, you have been bestowed a modicum of power from the Big Bang itself. It is pure in a way. It still shows up as a like crystal in your grimoire, but it is yours. And in this moment, like you feel like you may be the only person here who has two kind of natural inherent spells, one that you were born with and one that you have been granted in this moment of enlightenment. It is a wild and overwhelming feeling. With a 15 on your wisdom saving throw, I'm going to say that you are definitely going to be thrown for a loop. You are definitely going to be sort of in this weird, euphoric, elated state, similar to the one that Absolute Zero was in. But you have not lost your mind, which maybe would have happened if you had rolled a very bad wisdom saving throw here. And then as suddenly as it sort of came upon you, the Big Bang vanishes and the aperture opens and your eyes adjust to normal sunlight. You are standing there again. You are holding the paper and the charcoal in your hands. But you also have this new crystal in your grimoire and a new spell at your command.
Look out! Look out, baby! Hell Grammet's ready to raise some... Well, Hell Grammet? You, big guy!
I'm not there. He's not there.
Well,
what? Yeah, about halfway through he got bored and headed out.
Oh.
I'm over it now. If you hear, as you come out, though, you do hear a splashing off near the falls.
Hell Grammet! Hell Grammet! You live!
Where did you? Let me show you. What do you mean I live?
I'm thrilled.
All right, and about halfway through, he got bored and it started to get kind of hot, so he went to the falls and had a swim, wash off, get a fresh start on the day. About the time the Big Bang started, his attention started to wander. So he went over to the falls and had a splash, just like feeling good. How was it?
Oh, amazing. Shall I show you the paper and the charcoal?
Out of curiosity, yes.
Watch this.
What's on the paper?
Yeah, nothing's on the paper.
but all of a sudden it bursts into flames.
Whoa!
And so does the charcoal.
Amazing!
I know! I'm a pyromaniac! Maniac on the floor!
I would head into one of these other eggs immediately if that hadn't taken you so long.
Ow, ow, ow.
And he puts his hands in the water to put out the fires.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.